W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A whopper of a winter storm has triggered widespread power outages and major travel disruptions across the country.
Nearly a 500,000 DTE customers have no power in Metro Detroit.
Oh, man, it's been a long night. Yeah.
DTE Energy says it's the worst ice storm in nearly 50 years. This woman, her six kids, fiancé, and dog survived a house fire when an ice-covered power line crashed on her house.
You know, we got babies out here. It's too cold. This fire was blazing for hours.
Hundreds of workers from four states are helping to restore power. Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
More than 2,000 flights have been canceled or delayed in the U.S. today, and there's a blizzard warning in effect for parts of Southern California. A dozen new charges have just been unsealed against a fallen crypto king at federal court in New York. Sam Bankman-Fried had already been charged with fraud, money laundering, and other offenses. The new superseding indictment accuses him of exploiting the trust of FTX customers and using billions of dollars in stolen deposits for his own purposes. It's taken 3 weeks, but Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is finally at the site of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
If we get closer down here, we get around the side of this tank car. Essentially,
Buttigieg, who lives just miles away, has acknowledged he should have gone sooner. Locals have doubted government assurances their air is safe to breathe and their water okay to drink. The number of mass killings tied to extremism in the U.S. has jumped. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The number of U.S. mass killings linked to extremism was at least three times higher in the last decade than the total from any other 10-year period since the 1970s. That's according to a report from the Anti-Defamation League. An estimated 164 people died in ideological extremist-related mass killings between 2010 and 2020.
The economy grew at a slightly slower than expected pace last quarter. It rose at an annual rate of 2.7%. What does it mean for rate hikes? Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It is likely that recent strength of data will encourage the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates at its next meeting in March.
Look out, Whoville!
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Random House says it's coming out with a sequel to the classic children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How the Grinch Lost Christmas will pick up 1 year after the original, and like the 1957 book, the publisher says it'll teach a valuable lesson about the true spirit of the holiday. Release date set for September 5th. The Dow's up 204. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit...
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The big storm is moving out of Wisconsin, but more snow, sleet, and freezing rain is falling today. Roads are still closed as plows and law enforcement do their work. Schools and businesses are still closed or operating remotely. Forecasters expected to get cold tomorrow with highs in the teens and a round of light snow tomorrow night. Highs should get back up into the 30s this weekend. Tuesday's voter turnout is setting a new record for spring primaries in Wisconsin. More than 960,000 people voted in the Supreme Court primary. That's almost 21% of the state's voting age population. It's also a 36% increase from the old record set just 3 years ago. In sports, the Badgers got a badly needed win over Iowa last night, 64-52. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you want to do. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I am joined by Mr. Jeremy Lesh. He is the deputy. He's the chief deputy of U.S. Marshal. Good morning to you, sir. Thank you very much for accepting the invitation. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right, so what made me reach out to you? Let's begin by you explaining U.S. Marshals and what you are and what you do.
Well, the U.S. Marshal Service is the oldest federal law enforcement agency in the United States.
That means the FBI and the CIA and all those.
Correct.
You guys supersede them.
We came first. Okay. 1789 is when we were created, shortly after our country got its independence. We're a multifaceted organization. I like to describe us as kind of the utility agency for the federal government. We have several primary missions. The first being that we protect the federal courts. We protect the judges and the prosecutors and the federal buildings around the country. We also have our fugitive task forces around the country that work to help combat violent crime within our communities.
So I've got, I'm long of tooth, and before I forget it, so U.S. Marshals, you guys are located in courthouses across the country?
Yes. There are 94 federal court districts across the United States and our territories, which are Guam, Virgin Islands, Saipan, the Eastern Pacific Islands. So there are 94 court districts. Each district has a U.S. Marshal, and then deputy marshals underneath that U.S. Marshal, and most of our offices are located within federal courthouses.
All right. So you can go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off, but
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
So what we do with our court protection and our fugitive task forces are some of our larger elements of what we do for the federal government. As an agency, we also handle federal witness protection. We serve civil process and papers that are, very similar to what a sheriff's deputy would do, where they would serve evictions and court summonses and things of that nature. We do on the federal level for the federal government.
For those of us who aren't aware, there are all these different levels of law enforcement in this country. And so we look at, we're here in Waukesha right now. There's the police department. There's the sheriff's department. There's what else before they get to you?
Well, you start out at the most basic. Like you said, the Waukesha Police Department would be your local police department. Then you have the sheriff's department, which would have jurisdiction throughout the entire county. Then you move to a state level, where in Wisconsin we have the state troopers, but in other states like Illinois, our friends to the south, you know, they have the Illinois State Police. And then you move off to the state level to the national level.
So when people hear that, and sometimes we wonder who has the most jurisdiction over all of it. You would think federal is going to supersede anything.
Federal law enforcement does have the largest jurisdictional ability within the law enforcement community. As a U.S. as a deputy U.S. marshal, I have the authority to travel within the United States to conduct business of the U.S. government, where, you know, a state law enforcement officer's jurisdiction would end at the state line where they cross into another state, or, you know, the Waukesha sheriff's deputy can't drive to Madison and do the business of the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department in Dane County. Or, you know, the city of Waukesha police officer won't travel outside of the Waukesha city limits.
The reason that I'm asking you these questions is several weeks ago, I saw you guys on television with the mayor, with the chief of police in the city of Milwaukee, with the sheriff, and there was much fanfare about the fact that you guys had apprehended 114, you know, wanted fugitives. I don't know if they were all fugitives. Were they all fugitives?
Yes, they were, correct.
So what's a fugitive?
A fugitive is a person who has a warrant for their arrest, which has been issued by a court of law, and they are, if you want to put air quotes around it, on the run. They are fleeing justice and not going to court, not appearing before a judge to answer to the charges that are being brought against them. And it is our job to locate those people and bring them before the court.
So there are people every day who don't appear in court. What makes these fugitives so much more important that you apprehend than the average person who's not appearing in court? You're not going after everybody who doesn't appear in court.
That's correct. The Marshal Service's core fugitive mission focuses on violent crime. So our task forces around the country are centered to help our state, county, and local partners find the worst of the worst: homicide suspects, non-fatal shooting suspects, sexual assault, large-level narcotics, things of that nature, things that require more resources to safely conduct the operations, rather than, as you said, just somebody who maybe missed a court date for a traffic offense or something like that. We focus on the violent crime, the few people who are committing the most crime in our communities.
You know, you guys, with the fanfare that came with this, the city of Milwaukee, like many cities comparable, it's been under an assault, a withering assault, over the last 3 years with the increase in murder and all these other crimes that are going on. And I noticed that you were doing this across the country. This was not just something that was done at a particular time in the city of Milwaukee. Was it organized at the same time across the entire state? Or were it at different intervals that these things
occurred? This operation specifically that we're discussing is called Operation North Star. This was the second phase of this operation. North Star was created in the summer of 2022 by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland as a way to assist, to have the Marshal Service further assist our communities with the violent crime epidemic that, as you noted, has been increasing over the last several years, unfortunately. So Milwaukee was a part of this second phase, which occurred in the month of January, and we were one of 10 major cities across the country that were included in this operation.
So it's clearly kind of fortunate that we were selected for this, right? I mean, there are many other cities who probably would have wanted the same thing.
It's a double-edged sword. It's unfortunate that Milwaukee was in the running right. and selected because it means that things there's a violent crime problem that needs addressing. It would be in all of our best interest if it wasn't needed.
Right.
But yes, it was also fortunate that we were able to bring the additional resources to the Milwaukee and Racine County areas, which is where this operation was focused this time around, to try to do what we could to help you know, the people within the Southeast Wisconsin.
So if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Jeremy Lesh, and he is the
Chief Deputy
of the United States Department of Justice, United States Marshal Service. And so when we talk about crime, and individual crime is escalating without question, but what about organized crime? How much of, once you get to digging into all of these things, is there an organized arm of some of what's taking place?
It is certainly a factor in the violent crime occurring in our communities. With what we do in our agency as a fugitive task force is we adopt and work cases that we are asked to work
right.
by our local counterparts. So, you know, you'll see organizational efforts within the larger elements of the drug community where there's our street dealers and mid-level dealers and the higher-ups.
Right.
You'll also see that in some elements of gang activity where gangs can have a structured organized element. But then you also have loose affiliation kind of organizations such as the Kia Boys.
Right.
You know, is there a leader to the Kia Boys? Or if you choose to commit auto theft and claim membership in the Kia Boys, are you a member of the Kia Boys?
And I'm glad you brought up the Kia Boys. For people who may not know, the Kia Boys is a loosely knit, and I'm using that term. I don't know. I'm not in law enforcement. Group of young men who and young girls who are stealing vehicles. Kias and what's the other make of the vehicle?
Kias and Hyundais.
And Hyundais and record numbers and wreaking all kind of havoc. It's not just in the city of Milwaukee, is it? Is it across the nation?
I believe auto thefts are up across the nation, but
right.
I don't have that data.
And we're saying clearly that we know that the types of vehicles, they call themselves Kia Boys because Kias are the ones, for the most part, cars that they're stealing.
Correct.
And so when you look at that, we believe, those of us who live in areas that this is occurring, that those are young boys who have learned how to steal the vehicles via the internet and other places, and they're using those vehicles to cause other crimes. It's a serious, serious issue.
It is. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And while we're talking about minors, the crimes that they're committing, you know, you wouldn't expect, or there was a time when minors wouldn't commit the kind of crimes that they're committing with those stolen vehicles. Is it safe to say that?
I would agree with that sentiment. It, you know, minors have become a much larger part of the criminal justice community in our area of the state, which is very unfortunate.
All right, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. My guest is Mr. Jeremy Lesh, Chief Deputy, U.S. Marshal. So we'll be right back.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs around 34, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for snow showers. Lows dip down to about 8 above. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs around 21. A dusting of snow today with another dusting tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Jeremy Lesh. He is the Chief Deputy for the United States Marshal Services. And I asked him to come on and talk about just, you know, what is going on, what they're doing, the fact that everybody thinks and believes that crime is rising all over the nation, even though there's pushback from people saying, hey, crime is not, certain crimes are not raging in the nation. It's not just complete lawlessness. There are certain people who have done some things, and you guys and your job is to apprehend them.
That is correct.
So let's talk about, you know, when you this particular Operation North Star, and you said that there are times that it's not like you've got a lot of money just lying around, and you guys decided, hey, let's do this, let's go out. This is an organized effort that has to be financially supported by the federal government. Additional resources. It's not like your resources as U.S. Marshals. You got a lot of excess cash laying around, and this is what you decided to do. Let's talk a little bit about how that came into existence.
Sure. So it's important to note that as an agency, as the United States Marshal Service and our fugitive task force elements around the country, you know, I want your viewers to know that we're out there every day. You know, we are doing this job on a daily basis, Deputy U.S. Marshals working alongside our state, local, and county counterparts who have been assigned to assist us on our task forces. When we have those local counterparts help us, they are deputized with our federal authority, and they receive the title of task force officer, or TFO. So our task forces, our deputy marshals, our TFOs are out there every day. Every day we are working on violent crime within the communities in this district. And our sister task forces around the country are doing the same. Then we move into, as you brought up, Operation North Star, we move into a larger umbrella of the U.S. Department of Justice. In this instance, the current administration, President Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland, you know, have put an emphasis on the federal Department of Justice agencies, the United States Marshal Service, the FBI, DEA, ATF, to help as much as possible our local counterparts with trying to ebb the tide of the increase of violent crime. So in that vein, Operation North Star was conceived. North Star began last summer in 10 cities around the country. It was very effective, and that brought us into phase two, which happened this January, which included Milwaukee, southeast Wisconsin. We focused on Milwaukee and Racine. So when we have a national operation, it absolutely comes with additional resources, resources like you pointed out that wouldn't necessarily be part of our daily budget or our daily allotment of employees to work in a certain community or area. So we receive absolutely extra funding to bring in additional resources, to deputize more TFOs, task force officers, to focus that surge of resources on that specific violent crime element to make as much of an impact in as short amount of time as possible.
You know, there's a belief in the city of Milwaukee that a lot of the escalation in crime has come from people who've crossed over from Illinois into Milwaukee in helping to wreak havoc on our city. Clearly, the police department is not enough to address what is going on.
I absolutely agree with you. You know, criminals don't stop at city lines or county lines or state lines. You know, we live in a free society where people can come and go as they please. But that is also the benefit of us being a national agency. So we can cross state boundaries. We have task forces around the country. We have a task force in Chicago, Rockford, Madison, Green Bay. You know, over in Michigan, there's 94 court districts, and I believe there's 86 district task forces and 8 regional task forces that we operate. So we absolutely have targets in Milwaukee that commit a violent crime, a warrant's issued for their arrest, who go to Chicago, and we will follow them to Chicago.
See, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about the DEA and a lot of the crime that's going on in many of the cities across state lines. That's organized. The drug activity in many instances is why you let me know. I'm just asking. Is that the root of a lot of the crime, right?
I believe there's a lot of empirical evidence out there to show that drug activity has and will continue to fuel
But it's not the only thing.
Correct.
So hold the thought, because we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open. My guest is Jeremy Lesh. Again, he is the chief deputy for the U.S. Marshals in state of Wisconsin. No, federal
U.S. Marshals. We are the Eastern District
Eastern
of Wisconsin.
Eastern District. All right. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A massive snowstorm is causing massive problems across the country. It's agreed in Madison, Wisconsin.
I don't like winter. Been here 59 years. I still don't like winter.
Oh, I think it's just terrible.
Getting too much snow.
Hundreds of thousands of customers have no power in the upper Midwest. The NTSB has just released its findings in the toxic train crash in Ohio 3 weeks ago. It appears to show the train was not speeding. Also this morning,
if we get closer down here, we get around the side of this tank car.
Transportation Chief Chief Pete Buttigieg visited the site in East Palestine for the first time. And breaking news from court in South Carolina, Alex Murdaugh has announced he will take the stand in his own defense in the murders of his wife and 22-year-old son.
I am going to testify. I want to testify.
It could happen momentarily. His surviving child, Buster Murdaugh, took the stand for the defense this week. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Nair. Here's what you need to know. National groups on both sides of the abortion issue are expected to pour big money into the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Janet Protasiewicz has the support of Planned Parenthood, while Dan Kelly has the backing of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. The winner of the April 4th election will determine majority control of the court, which is expected to rule on cases affecting abortion, gerrymandered legislative districts, and voting rights heading into the 2024 presidential election. The current court, with a 4-3 conservative slant, came within one vote of overturning President Biden's win in 2020. The price for Green Bay Packers tickets going up. They're rising $3 to $9 per game. Preseason tickets $1 to $5 more, depending upon where your seat is located. The total increase for the full season ranged from $20 to $100. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2. Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Standing here, looking at you. Well, let me tell you that it hurts so bad. It makes me feel so sad. It makes me hurt.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to make an announcement. Governor Evers has announced the passing of former Wisconsin Governor Tony Earl. And it's with sadness that we bring you that information. I remember Governor Earl when I was a very young man, and was always thought Governor Tony Earl was a really good guy, man, who did some great things for the state. Sorry to bring that news about his passing. But anyway, my guest is Jeremy Lesch. Again, he is the deputy, chief deputy of U.S. Marshals. And so we were talking about several things before we went to breaking even during the time that we were on break. And I wanted to ask you, so when you make a decision, when they find the guy, right, we've got guy or gal, and we've got them. We know where they are. We're going to locate them. And I was asking you, do you then, because you guys travel across the state?
We can, yes.
Yeah. And so you go into an environment, and it's not like you bring 10 men with you or 10 or 12 guys. You don't, it's not like you have a whole pool of U.S. Marshals lying around. You work in conjunction.
We work in conjunction with our local county and state partner agencies, but I can say that yes, we do show up with 10 people, but you're right, it's not all deputy U.S. Marshals. So, getting back to our the concept of a task force, what we do, fugitive task force work, we deputize local law enforcement, state, county law enforcement, who are assigned to assist us by their home agencies. So when the Marshal Service enters into a partnership with an agency, they will assign staff to work with us, and those officers or deputy sheriffs are deputized federally, and then they work with us on a daily basis to do the job in a total sense.
I would think that would become quite expensive, and maybe that's why when this task force are brought together, understanding that if you're going to have as many people, you're not just going to show up, you get this information that, you know, Earl is over here, and you all of a sudden just show up, all of you guys. You sit down and map this and plan this out for some time, right?
It is a process. It is absolutely a process. To put it plainly, we pick and choose the time. You know, there's certainly a lot of elements that go into that choice of how an arrest is made and where an arrest is made. But the time and place is chosen for safety of the community,
right,
for officer safety, for the safety of the person you're arresting. You know, nobody wants to have something turn violent. You know, we would love for every arrest ever made to be a very simple, low-key, you know, arrest. But unfortunately, because we go after the worst of the worst, that is not always the case. So we plan everything over and over in detail. Assignments are made, who's going to do what, who's going to respond where, who's going to be driving what vehicles. There's a lot of planning. And the most basic analogy I can link it to would be to think of a local tactical team or a SWAT team,
right,
that shows up in force with the needed gear and equipment and things they need to effect that arrest safely. We do that on a daily basis, but at a different level. You know, we work together on a daily basis where one person may be assigned a case and they're looking to find that person. When they find that person, the entire group comes together to come up with that arrest plan and then to put that plan into effect.
So once you find and apprehend this person, that now, and you turn them over to the government, now that case is closed on your end.
For the Marshal Service, it is closed. We as an agency are, and we spoke about this at break, we are the apprehenders. As a fugitive task force, our sole mission is to produce that body before a court of law, whether that is a local court, a state court, or a federal court. And then once that occurs, our participation in that court event is over, and then we move to the next fugitive. And that court case for that person will progress within its own means and its own speed as dictated by the lawyers and the court and the environment that it's in.
You know, when you think about the last thing you really would want is to have the U.S. Marshals on your tail, right? I mean, clearly you're not coming to make friends.
We are not, and I say that in an unfortunate tone. You know, as we spoke on break,
right,
we are going after the homicide suspects, the non-fatal shooting suspects, sexual assault, large-scale drug trafficking. We are not, you know, if you see U.S. Marshals on the street, doing their job, we are not arresting someone on a traffic violation. We are not out pulling people over for speeding. We have a very focused mission with a very focused clientele that we are out looking for. And that was brought up, if you saw the news conference with Mayor Johnson and the chief and the sheriff, it was emphasized, you know, that, like you said, we're not the basic law enforcement that is out patrolling your communities. When we are there because something very bad has happened. And we are there to hopefully bring that to a safe and
conclusion. When I saw the press conference, I almost saw a bit of relief on the face of the sheriff and the police chief, Chief Norman, and Sheriff Ball, and Mayor Johnson. It was almost like, wow, we can at least, just for a moment, exhale, knowing that it's not, you know, going to be the end of the line of what they have to deal with, but at least takes these people off the street.
Correct. Any time that we can make an arrest for someone who's committed a violent act, I hope it brings closure for everybody, for the victim's family, for the community, for law enforcement, that person is no longer a danger and no longer a threat.
So for the people who are listening, who might think that, you know, this might be something they're interested in and career paths. Well, what's the career path?
Well, first and foremost, we are always hiring. I would absolutely direct anybody who would be interested in federal law enforcement and U.S. Marshals Service specifically, in generally, to our website, our national website. We do regional recruiting, so our website will direct candidates to a recruiter within whichever region that they would choose to apply in, and generalized regions, Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, Southwest, Northwest, just dividing the country up into general regions. And it's no different than any other law enforcement position. You go through a recruitment phase, an application phase, you go through an interview phase, and then if everything is passed successfully, you will go into a queue, a waiting list of people who are able to be hired, and then it's a matter of getting a seat in an academy class.
You know, when we talk about crime, you know, murder is always at the top of the list. Drug dealing is always there. Now there's this sex trafficking that is really exploding all across the nation. Both boys and girls are being sex trafficked. You guys involved at all in any of those things?
We are. As an agency, the U.S. Marshals Service is responsible for it's a multifaceted division of our agency called the Sex Offender Investigations Branch. The Marshals Service has the primary authority to investigate registered sex offenders, so people who have already been committed of a sex crime and are required to register with the state registry, where they would move across state lines, creating a federal nexus, and fail to register in the community that they went to. So in a sense, if you went to the registry and searched your community, they would not appear as a person who living in your community, so you wouldn't know where they are. So when that occurs, the Marshal Service is the primary investigating agency for those offenses on the federal level. We also assist our state and local counterparts with the state of Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry, where offenders don't actually cross the state line, but we will help them on the state side as well. But within our Sex Offender Investigations Branch, we also have a missing child unit. So the Marshal Service also assists our state and local agencies and communities with locating at-risk juveniles, kids who have either, maybe they've run away and, you know, and have been brought into the trafficking world. And we focus on looking for at-risk youths as well.
Let me ask you, just your opinion, because there are people who believe that the nation has become just totally unsafe and it's totally lawless. and that there aren't, you know, things going on with law enforcement on all the different levels, it's not the Wild Wild West that people may believe that it is. It's not to that degree, right?
In my opinion, no. There are way more, the vast majority of people that I've dealt with in my 20 years with this agency have been great people. You know, we may look for a person wanted for a homicide, and we arrest that person, and when we leave, we have neighbors thanking us for doing our job. We have communities coming out and saying thank you. So I don't believe we are in a complete lawless state of America. But that is just my opinion, and I'm one person.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
But what I have found in my 20 years, and it's a sentiment that you would have seen in the North Star press conference and even other press conferences that we've done in the Milwaukee area in the recent years and press releases, is there are a small number of people continuing to commit crime and drive violent crime in our communities. It's not that we are in a completely lawless state, but it is a certain few who commit a vast majority of the crime. And those are the people that we are targeting. And I say this as an analogical example, not that there's a particular person I'm referring right. to, but, you know, when it comes to non-fatal shootings in Milwaukee, you know, if you look at historical data on those numbers year to year, that doesn't mean that, and I'll use the general number of, let's say, 500. Let's say there was 500 non-fatal shootings in Milwaukee. That's not necessarily 500 individual people committing one shooting per person. Some of those people have committed several shootings.
Right.
And are on law enforcement's radar as being involved in multiple offenses. And those are the people driving the crime in this community that we are focusing on.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Why don't you stay and let me make it up to you? Stay. I'll do anything you want me to. You love me before, please love me again. I can't let you go back.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs around 34, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for snow showers, lows dip down to about 8 above. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 21. A dusting of snow today with another dusting tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Jeremy Lesh. He is the chief United States deputy of the United States Marshal Service and in the Eastern District of Wisconsin. And so I wanted to ask you, because the reason I wanted to have you on is twofold, and one was for people who think that the sky is falling and that the United States is you're not going to be able to walk to the store and take your kid to see a baseball game and all those things. That's just not true. I know it's not true. I live in Milwaukee. I live in a place that certainly has some issues and some challenges like many other urban cities, but I'm comfortable, and I live in an area that is probably, lower middle class, but, we feel safe because there are police who are there who are walking the streets, and just because there are situations that occur, it doesn't mean that everybody is a dangerous person that is looking to stick a gun in your face. Let me do this. Let's bring Rico in from Rock County. Rico, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Quickly.
Okay. Hi, Jeremy. I want to thank you for your service. This is, I guess, U.S. Marshal's oldest law enforcement agency.
He doesn't look that old.
Ties it.
Okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, it ties into this Wild Wild West thing. I wanted to ask him, would you be permitted as a representative of U.S. Marshals in a professional capacity to come out in or use any one of the media sources in today's world to come out in support of a candidate one way or another in a federal election? Just wondering if that would be permitted, or could he do that, or would he? Whatever. But I'll take my answer off air, though.
Hey, Rico, I would say no, but thank you very much for the call.
That is correct, Rico. Yeah. That is a no. That is actually a violation of federal law if you look up the Hatch Act.
So let me ask you this, Jeremy. Let's say I know a fugitive based on what you're doing on Channel 6. From time to time, it's kind of like I think on the weekends where I see.
Correct. Always. It's a weekly profile that we do with our Fox affiliate here in Milwaukee.
Right, and you see somebody, and you say, yeah, they're looking for this guy, and I know him, and I know where he is. And you guys, what are you going to do? You're going to say, hey, Earl said, Earl told us, and this is where we got it, and we wind up in court. And you bring me there, and the murderer sees me, and I got to testify. Does that happen?
That does not happen. So if you, in speaking specifically about right. our Fox 6 piece that we do, if you watch those pieces to the end, they have our phone number at the end, 414-297-3707. And we readily accept any citizen information and tips. They can call our general number and speak with a deputy. And everything is completely anonymous. No one who calls in a tip to us is held to an account in that capacity that you brought up, because they are not a witness to the crime itself. You know, where they would maybe be needed in a trial where a witness to a shooting would maybe have to appear in front of a court of law at a trial and testify as to what they saw to prove someone's guilt or innocence in a trial. Someone assisting the U.S. Marshal Service or law enforcement in general with locating someone who's wanted, you're simply providing information as to someone's location, and that is nothing that is involved in the court process. So information we get from the community is 100% anonymous and confidential. We take phone calls. If a viewer would go to our national website, usmarshals.gov, the first thing you will see on our national website is a tip link page. Do you want to leave a tip regarding a fugitive? And you actually have to exit out of the tip line to see the rest of our website. You know, and if someone leaves a tip online, it's all anonymous. It does not involve someone's name, or they can provide information for us to contact them at, maybe to ask additional questions if they say so choose, but they can be completely anonymous.
So this really does work. Makes a difference.
It absolutely does work. Our jobs are contingent. You know, there's so many things that go into what we do, and community involvement and community engagement is huge. You know, our weekly piece that we've done with Fox has got to be going on well over 20 years now. And as we spoke on break, I can't give you a hard number as we sit here today, but in my years of working on our task force before moving to my current role, we had so many people who called us up personally saying, I saw you put me on TV. I want to turn myself in. Or that show up at a district station in Milwaukee and say, I know the marshals are looking for me. I'm here to turn myself in. And that's the best case scenario for everyone. So the community engagement and what we do is so big, you know, because the community needs to know that we're not a conquering army or a standing force in front of them. We are here. We are here for the sole purpose to help the community.
You know, I was going to ask you to put together a final sentence, and you just did. Thank you very much for coming in. I'm going to reach out to you again as, you know, weather gets warmer and things get tighter. But thank you very much.
Thank you
Mr.
for having
Jeremy
me.
Jeremy Lesch for coming in. Thank the United States Marshal Service for what it does. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, as always, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.